This is Ted Kennedy. A new report demonstrates that students are less likely to drop out of secondary school if they know college is available and affordable. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a recent report by the respected Congressional General Accounting Office analyzed a number of private sector pilot programs that have sprung up in recent years to encourage students to stay in school. One focus of the study was ideas like I Have a Dream Foundation, which guarantee to pay for college if students finish high school. The idea has promise, Al. According to the study, it's keeping students in the classroom, even in elementary school. Sixth graders are smart enough to stay in school if they're convinced the possibility of college is really in their future. Federal education programs try to provide that kind of guarantee, but we defaulted in the 1980s. Join me, Al. If we can guarantee SNLs, Star Wars, and B-2 bombers, we can guarantee college education, too.
Oh, Ted, why is it you think we always short sheet education in America? We spend a ton on it. It's obvious that a kid will hang in there if they have a real hope of getting to college, but you miss the whole point of the GAO report. It clearly stated that this hope and dream is best met by private sector programs and not by the federal government jumping in and always trying to call the shots. Ted, don't forget that kids right now are guaranteed an education through the 12th grade, and the reason many drop out is because school just doesn't mean a whit to them. If we're not careful, we could end up creating the same kind of apathy toward college and grad school. Ted, let's always keep college special. Let's reach out to the kid who thinks he can't make it and give him or her a hand. After all, people don't always appreciate something unless it's a little hard to come by. But for heaven's sakes, let's not make college just four more dull years after high school. Make them learn. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the sad news that most Americans are flunking geography. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.